I'm George Walker. John Brown's Body opens at the Stages Bloomington in their Black Box Theater on Artisan Alley, 222 West 2nd Street. It plays for just three performances, February 14th through the 16th. Described as a tapestry of America's diversity and its unity, we have the guest director for the show from the IU Theater, Ainsley Valentine. Ainsley, I'm a little bit puzzled because Stephen Vincent Benet wrote 15,000 lines of free verse. Here we have something described as a stage show with movement, with part of the American history, and also some singing.
Yes. His poem has been adapted into a stage production. It maintains the text that he wrote, and it's done in a quasi-reader's theater. But there really are three or four essential characters that you follow through the course of the Civil War. And so the play is organized around those sections of the poem. And it has music, it has descriptive things about the battles. It talks a lot about John Brown and the uprising. And at the heart of it, there's a love story as well.
Wow. Now, Brown was an abolitionist who attempted to take over the Harper's Ferry Armory in 1859.
Well, we see just a little bit of the John Brown story up to the point where he is executed, and then it rolls right into and what happens after that. And it goes to the Civil War, and we see gentlemen from both sides. And in the middle of the Civil War, one of the soldiers meets a young woman who is a traveler. She and her father have been displaced, and they strike up a romance. And one of the Southern aristocrats falls in love with a young woman.
A triangle.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. You're directing, and you've stepped in for Pat Gleason, and you're working with a vocal coach, Deanna Deems. How is the vocal coach working with you in the production, Ainsley?
Well, the show has lots and lots of Civil War music, so songs that folks will probably recognize, and some hymns, and maybe some other things that were written specifically for this presentation.
And also there's what we call an intimacy choreographer, Jenny McKnight. And I'm curious, this is a new term to me in theater.
Oh, yes. Well, an intimacy choreographer is somebody who comes in to help a director stage any moments of touching or kissing or anything that would be intimate interaction. And it actually is becoming a very popular profession in the professional theater.
Huh. Stages Bloomington has been working through four plays. They began with Black Elk Speaks, a reader's theater presentation, then Quilters, which was dramatized. We now have John Brown's Body, and later in the year it'll be Big River. How do you think this fits in? We're thinking about Black Elk, the Quilters, and John Brown's Body.
I'd say almost the play is like a tone poem, that we have spoken word, we have some parts that are acted out, some that are just read, and lots of singing from the actors. When Pat Gleason planned The American Mosaic, her thought was trying to address some things from American history, to bring that to the stage, to have conversation. And particularly some of these things, these plays, that there are still issues that are in the plays that are things for us to deal with here in 2020.
We've been talking with director Ainsley Valentine. He's stepped in to direct Stages Bloomington's production of John Brown's Body. And it opens on February 14th, plays through the 16th. It'll be in the Black Box Theater, Artisans Alley at 222 West 2nd Street. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.
John Brown's Body Life.